don't know. Is there a special term that the ranchers use?
Well, I have here poor cattle.
Poor cattle.
But, and I've only interviewed one person who like, had words for this, and I've forgotten what they were already. But I think she said poor. And then other people have said starving. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, but I don't know what else. I haven't heard a really interesting word for this that mm-hmm. is, you know, just, wow, you know, I've never heard mm-hmm. that before, you know. When a farmer or rancher wants to prevent a male animal from breeding, he does what?
Oh, castrates.
Mm-hmm. And a castrated bull is called a...
I know for a horse, there's a name for a castrated horse, or a calf.
Well, these are hard to get unless you're a
heifer.
Rancher.
What's a heifer?
A heifer is a young cow.
Young cow.
I think it's probably a cow that is not a milk cow yet.
Yeah. With a horse, it's a gelding.
Mm-hmm.
With a bull, I don't think I know.
Would you say steer?
Sure. I did know it.
Oh, okay.
Steer.
Good.
Yes, I should have remembered that.
How about pigs and sheep? You have any idea for those two? Probably not.
No, I don't think.
How about a barrow pig? You ever heard of a barrow pig?
Yeah, I've read about a barrow pig. Right.
Oh, okay. How about
I looked that one up.
How about a weather sheep?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, W-E-T-H-E-R.
Weather sheep.
Weather, yeah. Yeah, and I didn't know that until I started doing dialect research, and I said, weather? What's a weather? Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it was actually a word. I was like, what are they saying? Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know any calls to animals that, like, a farmer might use to call in his chickens?
No, I've heard some, but I don't really know any.
Okay. What do you say to a horse to make it go faster?
Get up.
Okay. A dog of mixed breed is a...
used to say a Heinz, but what else? Mixed breed.
Yeah, I like that. I've heard that a lot, Heinz.
Mixed breed. The others are purebred.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of dogs like this. We think these dogs are pretty smart.
Yeah, mixed breeds. I think I used mixed breeds. What is the word?
Well, a lot of people say mongrel or cur or mutt. We say mutt. Right. I've heard other people say cur and mongrel.
To me, the connotations of mongrel and cur are negative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mutt is kind of a friendly, tolerant term.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
An orphan calf, one that's lost its mother, is a... might be out on the range.
Mm-hmm. Should know that.
No. You ever heard of a doggie?
A doggie?
Yeah.
Get along, little doggie?
Yeah.
Is that what a doggie is? I just thought it was a little calf, but I didn't realize it was an orphan.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I didn't know it either, apparently so. Now, this one's kind of funny, but animal excrement, like cows, they leave behind what?
Uh-huh. And they dry and they're cold.
You hope they're dry.
Yeah, right. It's done, but it dries and they call it a... What is that term they have for it? Some kind of pancake or... What is it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a pancake term. You ever heard of a cow patty?
Cow patty.
And how about a buffalo?
Buffalo chips.
Mm-hmm. How about horses?
Same, I guess. Horses. Droppings, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, that's half the interview, so.
Okay. All right.